I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pull your pants up, pour yourself a stiff one, and prepare for poor analysis and pissing about aplenty. It's Fantasy Football Noise. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is your February edition of Fantasy Football Noise. With me, as always, Steve Baker and Wayne Mitchell. How are you, chaps?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm well. How are you?
Yes, not too bad. Thank you. Not too bad. I'm fighting fit once and for all. We missed a week last week. We're a week late, but we won't go into the details of exactly why.
Who cares? How are you, Mitch?
I'm great, thank you. I see you just about got that intro out, Jay.
Just about.
Just about.
Took a few attempts.
Take three.
I do quite like an alliterative, silly start. Who cares what the football headlines are? Let's just say a funny sentence.
Perfect. That's all our listeners have come to expect of us.
Exactly.
Muck about, light on facts.
Tit around.
Speaking of titting around, have you got any form of structure for tonight's show?
Very, very little. Just talk about how poorly we've all done. And possibly a bit of chip strategy later.
I mean, just for everyone's benefit, the top team out of our entire selections is Mitch's Zombies team.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing here.
Yeah. 347,000th place, I think, for my zombie team.
Leads the way out of the six teams we've collectively selected, yeah.
About sums it up.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
It's definitely dipped since we last spoke for me. I was dipped inside the top 200k. I had my sights on going further, but no, I've dropped like a fucking stone since then.
I've had only red arrows since the last time we spoke.
Oh, I had two greens and then four hefty red ones in a row.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty poor.
Why can't we do this? Why can't we get Aguero in the right week?
Hard.
While you're on Aguero, I don't know if you know. But 150,000 people have transferred in Sergio Aguero this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top transferred in player. Only player over 100,000 this week.
And me. I transferred him in. Do you know what he's doing next week?
Yeah, he's got a blank.
Fucking blank. I didn't do any research. Well, I just thought I'll have a bit of him. Blank.
Once again, just like you signed Son as he was jetting off to the Asian Cup.
Pathetic, isn't it?
Quality. Absolutely. It is a little bit, mate. Yeah, a tiny bit.
The thing is, of those 150,000 who've transferred in Aguero this week, I bet many of them were above me. Now, that means they know fuck all and don't try at all. And I try really hard and I'm 465,000th.
Mm.
It's not fair.
You and me are dead level on points again, I noticed, Baker.
Exactly on points. I've got... we're recording this on Monday night. I've got Doherty. Have you got Jimenez?
I have, and Doherty, and Patricio.
Oh, no. There's no way I can finish tonight on top, is there?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Love a hefty Wolves win and a cleanie. That would be nice.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, unlikely, but yeah. Yeah, so Salah's been trolling me again since we last spoke.
So I went for the Salah set and forget captain every week strategy, which
from
has
when?
Been okay. What? Mm. Why is it from 4 weeks ago?
Mm.
So, what's your strategy been, Joe?
I think I left it another week of him scoring hefty points, or maybe two. Then decided I couldn't bear it any longer. And then the two poor Liverpool performances, the two draws. And I sort of thought, maybe I am the curse. Maybe I'll just get rid of him. My fantasy season's clearly just over. So
you mean get rid of him for the fourth time and then maybe bring him in for the fifth time?
For the fifth time next week after the next hat-trick, yeah. Yeah, but no, I thought, no, fuck it. I'm just going to keep him now. Got to keep him. It was a much better Liverpool performance again at the weekend, wasn't it? Much better.
They were amazing. And actually, Liverpool weren't half bad. It wasn't really a 3-0.
It could have been 5 or 6 easily, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Easily.
Mitch, have you had any successes recently with your fantasy team, or have you just literally given up?
No, actually, it's not been too bad. You see other teams getting your 70s, your 80s, your 90s. I've not had any of that action, but I've been solidly around the 60-ish mark. So this week I'm 57. I think I've got a couple of points to come in off the bench, perhaps. So it's okay. It's just tickling along. But yeah, there's people doing an awful lot better than I am. But I'm not dissatisfied with my side. A bit disappointed.
There's also quite a lot of chips been deployed, I've noticed.
Where?
A lot of wild cards. Well, particularly in our friendly. Yeah, a lot of bench boosts, a lot of free hits. I know I saw quite a few people played the free hit in the double game week.
Did they?
Yeah, and did quite well.
Did they bring Sane in like you?
No, I saw quite a few had obviously captain Aguero, so that was enormous points. So there were several people over 100 points while I was scratching along at, I think, 53.
So, yeah. For our listeners' benefit, the three of us were away last weekend together. And I picked up our dear friend Stuart Herrington, who was snowbound in a half an inch of snow.
He was in quite literally.
Snowed in, half an inch of snow. I detoured in my SUV some 30 miles each way to go and pick him up, lazy bastard, to find his BMW was stranded in half an inch of snow. Anyway, in our journey across to where we were staying, he was describing to me how he picks his side and what he does to maintain his side, bearing in mind he's some 300 points ahead of me. And
he's in about the top 25k, is he, something like that at the minute?
He seemingly does very, very little, and maybe he'll have to come on and explain to us. But he said all he does is have a quick look after the game week's ended. He picks a side immediately based on who's injured and what he is going to happen next week in terms of fixtures. And then he'll have a quick 5-minute glance at it again on Friday night. And that's it. And yet he's 300 points ahead of us. Goodness only knows what insights he has. But yeah,
he's only 150 points ahead, but he is 13k. I've just checked his side.
300 ahead of me.
Is he 300 ahead of you? Yeah. Don't tar us all with the same brush, please, mate.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But nonetheless, yes, he's 13k. That's an amazingly little amount of effort, isn't it? But
yeah, I was expecting deep insights and lots of maintenance of his side, but apparently not. So bravo.
Just goes to show, good football knowledge gets you a long way.
Mm.
He's now 22nd in the Fantasy Football Noise.
Wow, leaderboard. That's really good, isn't it?
Yeah. More of that later.
I looked earlier at the, there's the, on the front page of the Fantasy Premier League website, there's the top leagues by average score.
Yeah, go on, where are they up to?
Patrick Van Aanholt's League of Doing Bits. Yep. Average score, 1.798. Average. Average.
That's average of the top
it's
five.
It's the top five, but yeah.
Oh, boring. I thought it was the average of the whole lot, but it's still fucking good, isn't it?
It is rather good, yeah. Since we're all doing so poorly, should we have a look at people who are doing rather better than us, Baco? Mini league update?
Yeah, let's have a mini league update. It's obviously sponsored by, what's the name of our sponsor, Mitch?
Switching Energy?
Oh yeah, switchingenergy.co.uk, the world's greatest energy switching brand.
Don't forget there's a huge prize from them at the end of the season.
Yeah, there might be. There might not
for the top
be.
Two players.
Yeah. I'm not sure we've met our contractual obligations, but we'll see.
I think we have. Should we have January Manager of the Month first?
Whatever works for you, mate. Let's do it.
Okay, January Manager of the Month. Okay, so quite a busy month. So a few game weeks there. So fifth place On 269 was Al Hassan Abdul Hamid. In fourth place, Joe Gilbert with We Are Sissoko Happy, 269. Scott Bissett, who is, of course, top of the Fantasy Football Noise Mini League, was third in January on 273. And then just 2 points in it at the top, my colleague and dear friend, Mr. Ear Grant with Kieta Outer here. He had two 100-point weeks, and he was sure to tell me.
Did he?
Every Monday morning as soon as I came in the office.
I bet.
But top of the tree was Alex Kapinsikovs with team name Alex. I see what you've done there. On 281.
Very good.
He may not have an imaginative team name, but he's had a cracking January. Well,
yeah,
done.
He certainly has. Any of those? Do any of those players feature in the overall top five at the moment?
They do, yeah. So as I said, the third place, Scott Bissett, is top of the Fantasy Football Noise Mini League. He's on 1708 with Spice Rank 115111. I wonder why he has given us that team name. Maybe that was where he finished last year.
No idea.
115,000, no idea.
Perhaps you can let us know on Twitter, Scott.
Yeah, come on, Scott, get in touch at @fantasy_noise. Yeah.
And if I can I just do a quick name check for someone else? If yes. I'm looking across at February's Manager of the Month so far, Andrew Blankley, a local Hitchin friend, Blankley's boys, top of the shop after, how many game weeks are we at? Two or three? He's on 195 points already, so well done, Andy. Very good indeed.
Two game weeks, mate.
Two. That's good. Mm. Very good.
Nice. An old favourite in the Fantasy Noise League, Trevor Scally, I can see as well. He's doing well again this month. He's seventh. But I have noticed also in the top of the overall table, have you seen the person who's eighth in the overall standings?
Hold on.
Fortunately, he has put bell and end as emojis in his name.
Is that actually...
But it is, of course.
So it says, at Stairsy J, bell end. Is that actual Stairsy, or is that someone calling Stairsy a bell end?
I hope it's a Stairsy impersonator.
Or just a Stairsy Slater. That would be nice.
Stairsy, let us know, yeah.
Is
great.
That one of your many teams, Stairsy? Because that's quite... good if it's not.
Yeah. And in 22nd, we've got Stu is obviously there with top half dreams on 1632. So just in 22nd. But Scott Bissett top. Danny Sweatman is second, 1 point behind him. And then there's opening up almost a 20-point gap to Sebastian Berenstain.
Berenson
on 1689 with Jordan Sadler in fourth.
Yep, cool.
What does, in Stairsy's team name, or Stairsy potential impersonator, Saignant Boeuf? Saignant, is that rare? Rare beef?
Don't know what Saignant means.
It's something to do with the way it's cooked. It could be medium rare, actually.
Saignant Boeuf, Sané.
I think Saignant is medium rare. We'll check that. It's important.
Look into it while we're talking about football in a minute, Mitch.
Yeah, you know that bit when I go silent when I don't know what you're talking about? I'll look it
that
up
bit.
Then, shall I?
That's 70% of the show where you're silent, yeah. should give you ample opportunity to look up a French word, yeah. Oh, dear. So, what are we going to talk about next? Title race?
Let's talk about the title race. How much are you shitting yourself as a Liverpool
fan? Yeah, quite a bit. Quite a bit.
I can imagine.
Quite a bit.
Saturday must have calmed the nerves a bit, though.
It did. Yeah, not too bad. I'll take the marginally offside goal to settle the nerves.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? You've had a couple of those recently.
I heard a stat that we've had 12 offside goals this season.
Just shows you how the luck is. And look at poor old Burnley. Their first penalty in between this show and the last in 69 Premier League games.
That's crazy, isn't it?
69!
Crazy. Yeah, amazing. But no, I thought Liverpool were much, much better. Far more incisive passing. I think, I don't know if you can give all of the credit there to Trent, but I thought having him back there shored things up at the back. It meant Fabinho, Milner were up forward in their more natural positions.
Yeah, Fabinho's playing well.
He is playing well. Really, always forward thinking, spraying the ball around. I thought, yeah, looking much better.
And Robertson is Mr. Consistency.
My God.
And a good save, actually, from Alisson at 0-0.
Yeah, Bournemouth started quite well, actually.
If I remember well.
Yeah. He needed to save that. Robertson just is superb, isn't he?
He's just amazing.
His balls, his first time passes. No, it's absolutely superb. So good.
But City
knocking Chelsea for six, that's nuts.
That's so funny.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
It really is embarrassing. And poor old Sarri, he must have been, and he couldn't even have a smoke. I felt so sorry for him as a
handshake.
As a fellow smoker.
Is he not allowed to smoke on the touchline anymore?
Unfortunately, he's not.
No.
Pourquoi?
I think he actually sucks on a fag butt while he's on the
like
touchline.
A fucking tramp.
Yeah.
How about vaping? Is he not allowed to vape?
I don't think he's allowed to vape either. Mm. But he's Italian. I don't think vaping's that popular in Italy.
Mm.
Mm. They're kind of... It has to be all or nothing. Fucking vaping. I think that's almost exactly what they say.
Almost exactly. Literal translation.
And Spurs are still hanging in there. And then United. How about that? Unbeaten since we went to a monthly podcast.
Yeah, that is wild. That is absolutely wild, isn't it?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Do you think they could actually end up pipping Spurs?
I think they could. I think if Liverpool and City... drop some points and United will come into it. I honestly think it could be a four-horse race. They're playing that well. They just look like
Not for the title.
Come on.
14 points.
It can happen.
14 points behind.
It can happen.
That's a big ask.
But City were 7 points behind recently.
Yeah, true enough. I just wondered whether there was a chance that United could catch Spurs. That's 9 points. I think that's a stretch.
I think there's a chance they could catch you and City. Honestly, I think this is on. They are looking absolutely awesome. They don't look like losing another game.
They are. Shall we look at United's fixtures?
You don't need to. They're just going to win every game.
It doesn't matter who they're playing. I mean, that's the next game. Isn't it? They're playing Liverpool next.
That's the one I'm shitting myself. That's a 6-point swing.
Oh.
Honestly, you've got no chance. Phil Jones has just signed a 5-year contract.
That's it.
They're flying.
They are flying. Where are we up to?
Coming up is blank game week 27 after the FA Cup. Mitch, now you know there are four teams with blanks in the next game week, don't you? Including
Man City.
One of the teams.
You've just
Chelsea.
Paid £11 million for a striker from.
I don't know the other two. Hold on. I do.
So who did Man City play in a double game week, mini double game week?
Can't remember.
Everton.
Not a clue.
Everton. That's it. There's no others.
I think
it's Chelsea and Brighton.
Yeah. No others, mate.
I couldn't work it out.
Apart from Chelsea and Brighton.
I was looking at the league, you see. I was looking at Spurs' form. And their last four games, win, 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 win.
Mm.
Now, I tell you what, you'll like this fuckery. So, you know who I absolutely think is a lunatic and would never put him in my side? Your man Hollybass from Watford.
Oh, yes. He's like a highwayman, isn't
he? In a moment of clarity.
Mm.
Yes, he is. He's an absolute charlatan. In a moment of peak fuckery, I decided, do you know what? I'm gonna bring him in. He's got two decent fixtures. I'll have him in for the blank game week 27, where he's away at Cardiff.
Yep, I've got him as well.
So I brought him in, and literally within minutes of bringing him in, he got his 10th yellow card of the season and now is banned for 2 games.
Correct.
So I've now got,
thanks,
I've got Kamara, fucking Hollybass, who's suspended, and two Man City players.
Is Kamara on loan somewhere foreign, isn't he?
Kamara went to somewhere in Turkey, I think.
Did he?
Does that mean it's free hit time for you, potentially?
No, not at all. No, I've got a free transfer, so I'm probably going to take out Bernardo Silva.
Yeah, I got rid of him last week. So I had two free transfers last week, and I took a 4-point hit, so I made 3 changes. I got rid of Sané and Bernardo Silva and Isaac Success, finally. And I brought in Son, Jimenez and Ward-Prowse. So didn't work out brilliantly, especially as I needed to play Jimenez and Ward-Prowse. But yeah, I don't know. I just sort of thought, well, I'm glad that I got rid of Sané because he sat out again.
How funny was it that literally hundreds of thousands of people captained him in the double game week and he didn't even feature in the first game?
Yeah, me. I was one of those people.
Did he feature in the second game?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Did he come on?
Yeah, no, I think he started it. I think he got 2 points.
Did you see the whole "Where's Benjamin Mendy"?
No.
Banter. It was really good. So someone in Pep's press conference before the weekend's game said, "Oh, have you seen that Benjamin Mendy's in Hong Kong?" And Pep went, "He's not in fucking Hong Kong," like that, like properly swore. And he basically, he's been putting random photos on his Twitter feed of where he actually is. He did actually have a day off, but he wasn't in Hong Kong. And now it's like, where's Pep? Kyle Walker's been firing into him, posting photoshopped pictures of him around the world. It's really good.
Nice. Yeah, no, I've not heard of any of that. Excellent.
Did you see? I've got some trivia that we'll do shortly. But this is trivia based on some news from just over an hour ago that I'm hoping you haven't seen, which I find remarkable. It's regarding the transfer of Aaron Ramsey. Have you seen
yes.
it?
Yes. Well, I know.
I haven't seen it.
Is it his salary?
Yes. He is transferring to Juventus at the end of his contract, Baco. Any idea what weekly salary he might be commanding at Juventus?
Now, it's going to be inflated because of the euro-pound exchange rate.
It's definitely that.
Is it 250 grand a week?
Hey, that's a good guess. No, higher.
Keep going.
300?
Keep going.
No, higher.
Fuck off.
Yep.
Why? Okay. So he's coming to the end of his contract, isn't he?
Yes.
Yep.
So, literally, all they do...
Free transfer. They're giving him the money rather than Arsenal.
Exactly, yeah. That's all they're doing. So they're saying, right, he's a £75 million player, so let's pay him £75 million amortised over the length of his contract, which equates to 400 grand a week, wasn't
correct.
It?
Yep. On the money.
Yeah.
£400,000 each and every week.
But it hasn't cost Juventus any more than it would have buying a £75 million player.
No, but isn't that astonishing?
It's just astonishing.
So it shows you the value of letting your contract expire.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah.
Silly yeah. Arsenal. Dear,
you reckon he's a £75 million player, do you?
In today's market, I suppose he is.
Before the trivia, can I just quickly give everyone a tip? Don't make a transfer yet for game week 27. So you've got the FA Cup games this weekend.
It's nearly 2 weeks, isn't it?
And by Monday night, you'll know who the blanks are coming up. And you'll know who's in a replay and things like that. So you can prepare. So hold fire on your transfer and certainly don't transfer in Aguero.
I've just checked. It's February the 22nd, which is a Friday night game. That's the next fixture. So
there's two Friday night games. Why is that?
Christ knows. So that's nearly 2 weeks. It's about 10 days, isn't it?
There was method to my madness though, Baco. I wanted to avoid the price rises on Aguero, so I thought I'd bring him in early.
So you've saved yourself 0.1 million and now you're going to bench the fucker.
Along with De Bruyne and Laporte as well.
Brilliant.
And Kante.
Who's shit on your bench that and you have Kante. To play?
How many other...
Kante, you've got four blanks.
Any others
there?
That you haven't spotted yet?
Hold on, let's just have a quick look.
You got any
you.
Bryson or Everton?
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not got Richarlison anymore?
No, not got him. He's been gone a long time.
Okay. So you're definitely going to have to take another hit just to field 11 players.
So, and it's just those four. And then on the bench, I've got...
What big hitters have you got on the bench, Mitch?
I've got Klein from Bournemouth and Pereira from Leicester. Mm-hmm. And my fourth player is...
Drum roll.
Colin Quayner. Is that how you say it? From Brighton? Or is it Huddersfield? Brighton or Huddersfield? Do you know what's funny about Colin Quayner?
Go on.
No.
He's not even in the Premier League. He's on loan at Ipswich, but he was the cheapest player I could possibly get to allow me to buy Aguero.
So you're starting with 9?
Yes, correct.
All the best.
Great.
Free hit?
Don't know, maybe.
Wouldn't be a bad shout, given your circumstances.
I might do that. I mean, in truth, it doesn't fucking matter anymore.
Not really, no.
I think you should, mate. Have a free hit, go on.
Not really, it doesn't, no.
Anyway, should we do a bit of triv?
Yeah, let's have the triv. We're on the clock tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, let's have some trivia.
And then after the break, we'll have a little chat about chip strategies and what we're each going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
And should I tell listeners why we're on the clock? I need to disappear at 8:45 to actually go and play football, so I'm wearing all my kit already. And because it's so cold, I'm wearing two base layers and my football shirt, and I am sweating.
Oh, you must be sweating your tits off.
Brilliant.
Anyway, you know, you've got to lose weight somehow, haven't you?
Are you fully shin padded up and everything?
No, they're in the car.
Okay.
I'll do that after.
Nice.
Right.
Right, let's have this triv. Yeah.
The triv is related to Aaron Ramsey and his £400,000 a week salary. And
nice.
It's a simple one this week, I think. Okay. Who are the top six players in the Premier League by their weekly salaries?
Top six earners.
Ooh. Top six earners by weekly salary in the Premier League.
Okay. Marvellous. We'll come to those at the end of the show and see you after the break.
Cheers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. We're going to look ahead now to the coming weeks, the double game week, the blank game weeks that we've got in store, and our chip strategies. So where are we thinking, guys? What have we got in mind?
Okay, so game week 27, we already know the blanks, which Mitch has ignored, are those four.
Blank game week. I might do a free hit, as you've advised me.
Blank game week 31. We haven't actually got any confirmed blanks yet. So this clashes with the sixth round of the FA Cup. So this weekend, you will know already, almost, if there's no replays, how many you're going to get. Ben Krellin's fantastic spreadsheet projects 4.24
There's
blanks.
A couple that are pretty likely, aren't there?
Yeah, Man United, Man City are due to play each other in game week 31, and the chances of one of those not being through to the sixth round of the FA Cup are slim. Yeah. Others in the hunt, Palace, Wolves, Brighton, Watford, Chelsea. Yeah. So probably four of those games are going to be cancelled. So that's 31. Then we're going to 33. So 33 clashes with a quarterfinal of the cup, and the projected number of blanks is 2.71, which is grand. And then we've got game week 35 of the semi-finals, I think.
Yeah, that's a bit too far ahead, isn't it?
Too far ahead. So 31's probably going to have four blanks. 33's going to have two or three blanks.
Yeah.
So what's your strategy, Jay?
Did I hear that there's a possibility that... Is it still a possibility that there could be a triple game week for
Chelsea?
There
could well be a triple game week.
Is that right?
Yes.
Would it be Chelsea?
Yeah.
And would it be City as well?
No, it would just be Chelsea.
Oh, because City have already played their game against Everton. They got brought forward, didn't they?
They got brought forward, that's right.
Yeah. So it could be a triple game week. I don't think I've ever experienced a triple game
week. Why would that happen? Why wouldn't you just move the fixture to somewhere else?
Because they've run out of somewhere else's.
Because of their involvement in other competitions.
Yeah.
Christ.
So because they're, exactly, the midweek slots have all been taken up with various...
And they're still in the Europa League as well.
That's right. And they love a bit of fixture congestion in that fucking cup, don't they?
Oh, Christ, yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe I'll save my free hit then.
I don't know how they do it. Triple game week.
You play Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, don't you?
That'd be awesome. Nice. So strategy-wise, we were all shared someone's strategy from Twitter a little while ago, which seems to make quite a lot of sense. So just going from that, can't take credit for it. Obviously, you've got the blank game week in 27, and then straight after that, you want to start thinking about game week 31. So once you know the teams that are going to miss out, you can start transferring with that in mind, gear up for that, and then once blank game week 31's out of the way, if you've still got it, Mitch, the strategy then is recommended playing the free hit for game week 32, because that's a double game week. Yeah. 32 is the first double. And then blank game week 33 follows it. So I don't know how you're going to fare with that. And then play your wild card in game week 34, gearing up for the second double game week in game week 35. And if you've still got it, that's the time to drop your bench boost. Obviously, you
still
need
got triple captain.
The triple captain. Yeah, so I think I'll probably be leaning towards 35 for the triple captain myself, but it all depends on what you've got left.
I think it's fair to say I'm a little out of touch with FPL. Yeah.
Yes, I think it is. But
agreed.
Not only are you a fan of this show, you're actually part of it, so all you need to do is write the fucking thing down that Joel has just said. And yeah, follow it.
Maybe I'll listen. I'll have to listen back because I wasn't, certainly wasn't listening to you then.
Were you looking up the French for saignant?
I've already looked that up. It's rare.
The French for saignant.
Yeah. Sorry, the English for saignant.
The English, yeah. And if you're interested, medium is à point and well done is bien cuit. So I've looked that up already.
It just feels counterintuitive to me to hold off your wild card until game week 34.
Doesn't seem like enough usage out of it, does it?
No,
I guess it just depends how strong your side is. If you've got all your chips in hand, and you haven't got too many injuries, other fires to put out. If you've got a decent informed side, if you're blessed enough with that, then you can start gearing up your transfers so that you're well equipped for blank game week 31. Then you free hit on 32, then you might not need it till 34. But I reckon there's a good chance you're going to need it before then. I don't think I've ever made it to that stage of the season before needing mine.
But I don't know how you get from how you prepare for blank game week 31 and double game week 33 without using
blank game week 33.
Oh yeah, okay.
33 is a blank, although I think it is only a projection still, isn't it? Or is 33 confirmed now?
It's a projection, so the projection is 2.71 games will be blanked. Yeah. In 33 it's less likely because it's a quarter final of the cup.
Yeah, that's right.
And we've got great teams like Swansea City still in the FA Cup.
Yeah, go on, Jack Army.
Come on.
Love to see you have a little run, Baker. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be fantastic. We've got Brentford at home, which I think is a really good draw. I took the liberty of watching the Bees derby because Brentford were playing Barnet in the round before in a replay. So I took the liberty of watching it. It was quite good, actually.
Anything to worry you?
No.
God, no.
No, we're on fire now. We've only lost once this year.
Who's lighting it up for you this season?
Ollie McBurney, of course.
Of course, as if I needed to ask.
Connor Roberts, right back, is having a cracking season. Matt Grimes in the centre of midfield is playing really well.
These are all new names since you got relegated.
These are our under-23s. We've got the most under-23s in our squad this season on average per game. Out of the whole of the championship.
I see that big transfer for Ollie McBurney hasn't materialised, as you said it would, Baco.
No, we managed to keep him.
Done well to hold on to him.
And we also managed to keep Dan James as well, who's playing fantastically on the right wing.
Big
he was
Dan
actually
James.
In Leeds, he actually took the photos with his Leeds jersey, had a medical, and we just didn't phone them back before the transfer deadline to secure the transfer. And then he had to come back the next day.
Wow.
Oh, so good. I bet he's really well motivated now.
Yeah.
As in a total mistake?
No. We just had a change of heart. And Hugh Jenkins, our chairman of 17 years, as a result of this fuckery with the owners, resigned last week. So it's all go down at the Liberty.
Wow, amazing.
Going back to the chips, can I just ask a question? On our zombie teams, are we allowed to use our chips? Obviously not free hit and not wild card, but how about bench boost and triple captain?
Nope.
Why not?
No, I think the whole point is, I see what you're saying, you're not changing your side, but I think the whole point is that you just leave it alone and see how it would have done with no interference at all.
Correct. You actually really want your zombie team to beat us, yes. Don't you?
Hence my question.
Pretty good chance it's going to.
It's not. Not with these chips. Oh,
not with these chips.
We're going to bang the arse out of his zombie team.
Let's see.
So basically, we can't do a great deal of forward thinking because our hands are tied. We don't know how the blank game weeks are going to be shaping up, do we?
No, you're going to know the blanks in 31 pretty much by Monday.
That's right.
So that's why you shouldn't make a transfer by Monday, because presumably your next four transfers have got to all count.
So what you're saying is we have kind of all dropped the ball and picked the wrong week to record this podcast because there's fuck all we can say about the forthcoming game weeks just yet.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Yeah, it's a point.
A little bit.
It's
great.
It's brilliant, Mitch. Nice. It's nothing like a bit of fucking self-promotion, mate.
Nice
well
work,
done.
Guys. Hey, nailed it. Nailed it
once
again.
It wasn't a short episode. This is it. This is nailed it.
Hey, by the way, only 8 minutes now until I'm walking out the door.
Okay, great. Well, do you want to hit us with this trivia?
I'd love to.
Why not?
You hit me with the trivia. Shall I ask you the question again?
Yes, please.
Given Aaron Ramsey's amazing forthcoming salary at Juventus, £400,000 a week, bravo, Aaron, who are the top six Premier League earners by weekly salary? Jay, why don't you go first?
I'm going to go Alexis Sanchez.
Ooh, good shout.
Correct, 1 point. Can you get within £10,000 a week of the right salary?
350.
Ooh, unlucky. Baco?
300?
Not quite. 315, apparently.
Ooh. And where is he on the list, please?
He is number one.
Thank you.
Oh.
Baco?
I'm going to go for Paul Pogba.
Correct. Would you like to tell me what his salary is?
300.
290, so yeah, you can take the point for that.
Where is he on the list?
He is third.
Third, okay.
And do bear in mind that these numbers may well not be entirely accurate because they're secret and they're probably from dubious sources, but there you go. Jay, you're next.
I'm going to go Mesut Özil.
Nice, he was on my list.
Very good. Yes, what's his salary?
Is he number two?
He is number two.
Crazy. So by therefore...
I shouldn't have told you that. That's given you too much of a clue, hasn't it?
That's okay.
Sorry, Baker.
I think you've been consistent by telling us. I'm going to say that he must be on about 300.
Yeah, 306.
Excellent. A bonus point.
Baker?
I'm going to try for, and I don't know why he isn't starting every week now and scoring lots of points, Kevin De Bruyne.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Salary?
275?
280. Point.
Oof. Lovely.
Well done. Isn't it crazy? So where's he on the list? Is he fourth?
He is fifth.
Fifth.
So how many have we got? Four?
You've got four. Two more to go. One of them...
Ooh. Sterling?
Good shout.
Now, he is apparently not on my list of the top six.
Scheisse.
Shite.
Not on my list. So
left
sorry,
the door
Jade.
Open for you, Baco.
There's one here that I think is a surprise.
Does Higuain count, or is it too recent for your list?
Well, it may well be too recent. I'm not sure what his salary is.
You're almost asking for a free hit there, aren't you, Baco?
I'm not going to say him in that case. Shall we say Mo Salah?
Mo Salah is also not on my list.
No.
Jay, back to you.
I don't think it's right, but I'm going to say Eden Hazard.
Also not on my list.
No, I think he's...
Baco?
I'm going to go for it. That has triggered my Belgian interest, and I'm going to say I think Romelu Lukaku was on a fortune when he came to United.
Yeah,
correct.
Well, yeah, I nearly said him earlier, actually, and I forgot.
Boom. How much, Baco?
Less than De Bruyne. 260?
250. Take a point.
Lovely.
One more to get. Jay, over to you.
Is this the clue? Hard one, or was that Lukaku?
I'll give you a clue. I reckon his salary is as high as it is because it's based on his own achievements outside club football.
What?
Outside club football.
What, yeah. What is he, an actor?
So he's big in the industry. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Is that the most recent actor you could think of?
Yeah. What a shit actor.
Jean-Claude Van Damme hasn't starred in anything for some 20
well, hold
years.
On. You came up with John Lukic when we were talking about actual footballers.
Whoa, don't start bringing... But he is an actual footballer, and I think you'll find he was on the list for the most appearances for a goalkeeper. It
that
just
reminds
happened to
me
be
of
in the early days.
Where did Van Damme come from?
That reminds
Kickboxer.
Me of Coors Light. Doesn't he advertise Coors Light?
Yeah. He does. Harrington's favourite drink.
Yeah. Oh,
can I get a Coors Light, please, boys?
No. No, you cannot.
I'm not buying in that shit, sorry.
Kickboxer was one of my favourite movies as a teenager, though, so worth bringing that up, Jay. I might look it up again.
Okay, cool.
Last
Whilst
one, anyway.
Whilst we're scratching around, could I just apologise to anyone under 30 listening to this podcast?
If you are under 30, go back and watch Kickboxer with Jean-Claude Van Damme in it. It's an amazing film. Really
it's a belter.
Yeah. Come on then. Why don't I just tell you the answer? Anyway, I think well, Baco's won anyway.
Yeah, and I can't think of it. I feel like it's someone French who's done really well.
It is someone
well.
French because of their World Giroud. Cup winnings, I assume. It's not. It's N'Golo Kanté.
Ah.
£290,000 a week, apparently.
Great.
Boy is a legend.
Good stuff. I would
2 minutes remaining for me, guys.
Okay, marvellous. Anything you want to leave us with?
No, I'm leaving this room with a malodorous smell from the sweat from inside my two base layers and a football shirt. So,
sounds nice.
So, yeah.
Good.
Carrying on without me?
I just want to ask you one... No, we're going to wrap it up. I want to ask you one question before we sign off, and that is, will you be playing your free hit, or will you be making further transfers, or will you be... not giving a tinker's fuck and starting with 9 players.
I think I am going to save my free hit to one of those game weeks that you told me about. So
32,
a double game week
probably.
Or a triple game week, and I'm going to play with 9 players. Or I might take a hit.
Okay.
And transfer out some of my bench dross.
You've already played your wild card, am I right?
I did, earlier on, yeah.
Okay. All right, good stuff. All right, boys, well, listen, enjoyable as always.
Fantastic.
Yes. Let's speak in March sometime. The earlier the better. We'll try and make it a more timely juncture in the football proceedings.
When there's some actual football going on and there's something to say.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
And we can offer some insight.
And the early finish allows me to watch Wolves versus Newcastle second
Happy
half.
Days.
I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Do you know the half-time score?
It's still 0-0.
0-0. Clean sheet. Double clean sheet.
That Jimenez hat-trick hasn't materialised yet, Joe.
Oh, it will. It will.
I hope Jota scores so I can win some money off Stuart Harrington.
It's one more, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes, one more goal needed and you win that bet. Brilliant. Lovely stuff. On that note, I bid you all adieu. See you next time. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers, Joe.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Cheers. Bye.
Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the You Are The Media Network.